This is Ozarks at Large. Hundreds of Marshallese babies and children in Northwest Arkansas now have college savings accounts thanks to a collaborative effort involving social work scholars, the Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese, state agencies, and philanthropies. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
The Marshallese Child Savings Account Program is a collaborative project of the University of Arkansas School of Social Work, the Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese, and the Economic Opportunity Agency of Northwest Arkansas. Marsha Shobe and her U of A colleague, Yvette Murphy-Irby, research and evaluate savings programs in traditionally underserved communities.
So we did some focus groups with the Marshallese community, and we wanted to see if they'd be interested in a child savings account. Well, the response was overwhelming. Parents were very excited, and grandparents.
An estimated 20,000 Marshallese have settled in the region, legally allowed to migrate and live in the U.S. under a compact of free association. Thousands of Marshallese kids are enrolled in area public schools, but not all of them will progress, Shobe says.
There's about a 51% graduation rate from high schools among Marshallese children.
To inspire Islander children to stay in school and plan for college, the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation and the United Way of Northwest Arkansas have donated money.
Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation provided $20,000 to place $100 in seed money for each of the children's accounts. So all 200 children have that money. And then the United Way of Northwest Arkansas provided an additional $20,000 for incentive funds.
As incentives, Marshallese parents who attend economic financial education classes receive $25 per class, which is deposited in their child's 529 savings account, up to $100 each. They can also opt to do monthly payroll deductions.
And our whole goal is to have parents, family members, community members also invest in the children's 529 account. So our first year was setting up the accounts. The next year moving forward is to get more community involvement.
Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese, based in Springdale, chose the investment tools.
They decided, okay, the venue, we could have gone with banks or credit unions, but they decided on the 529, the Arkansas 529 gift fund. And that is a college savings program in Arkansas. And they wanted this because it would be placed in the child's name and that it could only be used for college education or trade school.
The Arkansas 529 Gift College Investing Plan account is regulated by the Arkansas Treasurer's Office and invested in Vanguard Total Index Funds, Shobe says. The state treasury has also donated to the project.
They recently just provided $5,000 for us to open 25 additional child savings accounts.
The majority of enrolled children are ages 0 to 12, she says. Annual in-state tuition for a four-year public college in Arkansas can run more than $8,000. $3,600 for a community college, slightly less for vo-tech courses. Unemployment in the Republic of the Marshall Islands, population 74,000, hovers around 36%, spurring out migration to the U.S. Many Ozark Islanders labor in poultry meatpacking plants, with a growing number finding local restaurant, retail, and medical center jobs. Some have also started up businesses that cater especially to Marshallese. At a recent catered community celebration for the college savings plan in Springdale, Frisana Lowen says she's enrolled two of her children into the program.
I want them to be finish their college, and they will have degrees, and they can be have a better job.
They told you what they want to be when they grow up?
Yes. My son said he wants to be a police officer, and my daughter wants to be a nurse.
Lowen, originally from Utrecht Atoll, works as a community liaison with the nonprofit Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese. Emma Willis, executive director of the Arkansas 529 plan in the Arkansas State Treasurer's Office, was also on hand enjoying a plate of chicken, rice, and sweet corn.
The Gift Arkansas 529 plan, or a 529 period, was designed for people in the low and moderate income space. And these are people who typically don't see themselves as an investor. And so what happened is, in all of their wisdom, Congress got together and allowed the IRS code Section 529 to pass. And that code allows for families to save for qualified higher education expenses. And with that, they now have an opportunity to get a product at low cost. And so it takes $25 to start a 529. And it's really about education in the space of 529s. We want you to understand investment products, what those do to help you make more money off of the money that you are working hard to earn on a daily basis.
All 529 investors must be at or below 200% of the poverty level. Rosalind Clannery has four children with college savings accounts now.
Some of them, they want to be a doctor and a nurse. Businessman.
Melody Taminsky is Vice President of Community Impact with United Way of Northwest Arkansas.
And we're one of their funders of this incredible program that it combines financial literacy and education, but more importantly, starts the kids on this pathway toward a higher education in college.
Melissa Leilon, Executive Director of the Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese, which is operating the program, says there's a waiting list.
So that's, it tells us that the level of interest is really high. And I think this is a new approach to our community and very easily accessible. And it's there, and it's really, main thing is it's controlled, maybe not necessarily controlled by Marshallese, but it is brought to the community by a Marshallese organization.
Public school back in the Republic of the Marshall Islands is compulsory with more than 15,000 children enrolled. Only a fraction, however, 1,300, go on to attend College of the Marshall Islands or University of the South Pacific, which has a school in the RMI. In Northwest Arkansas, 21 Pacific Islander students attended the University of Arkansas last year, with 85 Pacific Islanders enrolled at Northwest Arkansas Community College in Bentonville. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And to find links associated with this story, you can go to ozarksatlarge.com. That story filed in conjunction with Arkansas Public Media, a statewide reporting project funded in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and public radio stations in the state. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to arkansaspublicmedia.org or find them on Facebook. And support for Arkansas Public Media on Ozarks at Large comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information available at explorethevillage.com. And from Simmons Bank, with more than 90 community-based locations in Arkansas, providing banking and lending services. More information is available at simmonsbank.com. Simmons Bank, dreams realized.